Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 17th, 2021. As of Saturday, 32.8% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 12% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital continued to decrease to 67.3. On Friday, the Interior Administration made the announcement that Berlin is tightening security measures for Jewish institutions in the capital in response to the ongoing violence in the conflict between armed Palestinian groups and the Israeli army. Interior Senator Geisel stated, quote, "The Jewish community is understandably concerned about its security. Our authorities are watching developments in the Middle East and their possible impact on Berlin very closely," unquote. Geisel assured Jews of the best possible protection and that any form of anti-Semitism and hostility towards Israel would be resolutely opposed. He added that the act of burning flags will be treated as a hate crime and prosecuted harshly, referring to several incidents all over Germany where Israeli flags were stolen or set on fire. There was also an incident in Berlin on Thursday when a flag of Israel flying in front of the CDU party headquarters was stolen. Israeli ambassador to Germany, Jeremy Isacharoff, asked German authorities on Friday to ensure the safety of Jewish communities against anti-Semitic attacks, and expressed that the Israeli government was concerned about the anti-Semitic incidents. He added that the conflict in the Middle East has nothing to do with the Jewish community here in Germany. Mohammad Hajjaj, chairman of the Berlin chapter of the Central Council of Muslims, was very clear in his condemnation of anti-Semitic actions at and around protests in Germany in an interview with RBB's Inforadio. He stated, quote, "We make that very clear in our sermons and tell people the inhibition threshold between legitimate criticism of politics and anti-Semitism is not high. It should not be about discrediting an entire country and the entire religious community of Jews," unquote. Nevertheless, he continued to say that it is legitimate to criticize the policies of individuals in Israel. For him and the Central Council of Muslims, it's important to exert a moderating influence in the conflict. The Protestant and Catholic churches in Berlin and Brandenburg jointly condemned the attacks on Jewish institutions in Germany as, quote, "intolerable" and, quote, "unacceptable that synagogues and Jewish institutions are threatened, denigrated, and attacked." Several hundred people demonstrated in Berlin on Friday afternoon in support of Palestinians in the Middle East. The protest was registered by one person, and according to the police, the demonstration was largely free of disturbances. On Saturday, a pro-Palestinian demonstration with 3,500 people was dispersed. In the afternoon, police asked several hundred participants in Neukölln to leave the streets around Hermannplatz. The reason they gave was non-compliance with the corona distancing rules. Per an RBB reporter, the situation escalated after the event was broken up, and police had to intervene when reportedly 800 to 1,200 demonstrators did not leave the demo area. Stones and bottles being thrown at police and clashes between demonstrators and officers, including the use of pepper spray and arrests, was reported. Earlier on Saturday, another demo march with about 120 participants ending at the Rathaus Neukölln remained peaceful. And, according to police, 2,500 people marched from Oranienplatz to Hermannplatz in the afternoon, and the action was calm and ended around 7 p.m. The background to these demonstrations was, in addition to the current escalation in the Middle East, the day of Nakba, or catastrophe. Annually on May 15th, Palestinians commemorate the expulsion and flight of hundreds of thousands of Arabs in the wake of Israel's founding of the state in 1948. Starting this Wednesday, there will be the first openings in the cultural sector if the seven-day incidence stays below 100. This was decided by the Berlin Senate on Friday. Outdoor events with up to 250 visitors will then be possible again. This means that outdoor areas of cinemas, theaters, opera houses, concert halls, and other cultural venues like clubs or Literaturhäuser will be allowed to open. It will be permitted to stay below the minimal distance of 1.5 meters if masks are worn and those present have tested negative, are fully vaccinated, or have recovered. Music schools and youth art schools may resume offering face-to-face classes from Wednesday if the incidence remains low, and museums, galleries, and memorials may reopen to the public. In all cases, mandatory testing and a visitor limit apply. The Senate stated that prospects for indoor cultural events will be further discussed and decided in the coming days. The Deutsches Theater is already planning its first premiere for May 22nd on the forecourt of the theater, and two more open-air premieres are planned for June. The Berliner Ensemble also expects to reopen its Courtyard Theater at the end of May and is planning for indoor events in June. However, the latest relaxations do not yet allow indoor openings. The open-air cinemas in Friedrichshain, Kreuzberg, and Rehberge are scheduled to open on May 20th and May 21st. The York Group plans to open the open-air cinema at Kulturforum and a new one at Schloss Charlottenburg in early June. The Senate also decided to relax corona requirements for restaurants. If the seven-day incidence remains below 100, outdoor cafes and restaurants will be allowed to open starting May 21st. Additionally, at least 11 outdoor swimming pools are to reopen in Berlin from the 21st, but which exactly these are will not be announced until tomorrow. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.